Coretta Scott King picked up the mantle of the civil rights movement after the assassination of her husband, Martin Luther King Jr., in 1968. And she really expanded the vision in a way, didn't she?
Absolutely. She, first of all, very courageously marched in Memphis with the striking sanitation workers in, you know, the week after her husband's assassination and funeral, just sort of a tremendous act of courage. She took his stead in the Poor People's Campaign later on in June of that year. And she spoke out against sexism. She pointed to the role of women in the civil rights movement. She spoke out against various wars. She was an anti-apartheid activist, human rights activist, and also very supportive of gay people in their struggles as well, was very openly gay-friendly.
And that's interesting because Coretta Scott King picking up the mantle of women's rights and same-sex marriage, I think she said that same-sex marriage is a civil rights issue.
That's right. I mean, again, this notion of human rights, I would say, civil rights, meaning it is impacted by the law, but a broader sort of human right, you know, to be with whom you love. And you can argue that her internationalism was at least as great as her husband's. She had been early on involved in something called the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And again, I think we narrowly confine Martin Luther King as a quote, only a civil rights figure when he was much more than that. But Coretta Scott King certainly was a staunch human rights advocate in a number of different arenas.
She also advocated for the Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday.
That's right, tirelessly. Congress finally voted for a national holiday in 1983, and the first King national holiday was January 20th, 1986, you know, really almost 20 years after the assassination.
In the summer of 2005, she suffers a stroke, and her health steadily goes downhill thereafter.
That's right, and she also suffered from cancer as well and was actually seeking treatment in Mexico at the time of her death.
The funerals and memorial services for Coretta Scott King in the Metro Atlanta area were tremendous.
I couldn't agree more. I happened to be on Auburn Avenue that day that she died, and within probably a few hours of the announcement of her death, there were literally hundreds and hundreds of corsages in the little vacant lot across from the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, a sort of astounding sight to see, literally hundreds of people. She had two public viewings of the body. One was in the historic Ebenezer Church, and it was a rainy, freezing rain, actually, night. People lined up nonetheless by the thousands to see her body at the historic church. The park staff later told me that, you know, they were armed with handkerchiefs and Kleenex and so forth, that they slept on cots throughout the night to kind of accommodate the masses of people. And then Governor Sonny Perdue said that her body should lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. She was the first African-American to lie in state. Very, very few people ever have lain in state in the Capitol Rotunda under the dome. And she was also the first woman to lie in state there. And again, my wife and I happened to be driving by the Capitol, and the line extended for many blocks, sort of the masses of people wanting to see the body of Coretta Scott King. In many ways, it's sort of evocative of what we've just seen with the death of Nelson Mandela.
The funeral service was at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. 14,000 people turned out. Former presidents are there.
Four former presidents or current presidents were there at the funeral, I believe, both Bushes, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton. And it was just an outpouring again of sentiment. In many ways, especially the scene at the Rotunda, reminded me of the contrast between when her husband was assassinated and his funeral, where Lester Maddox was governor and there were state troopers around the state capitol, and the state capitol remained open during the funeral proceedings and so forth. Here, Coretta Scott King is laying in state in the state capitol, something that would have been unimaginable, you know, just 40-odd years before then, and really a testament to the enormous power that she had in her own right as a champion for civil rights and human rights.
Cliff Kuhn, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.